I'm WrestleCenter's Nick Meyer, and you're listening to What's on Fight on the Trending Topics Network.
Welcome, fight fans, to What's on Fight, the podcast that watches random wrestling shows provided by the Fight app. I am Finn Fish. I got a co-host. His name is Mr. Fourth Row. Hey, what's going on?
Not too much. So this is episode number 13, and at the time of this recording, we are actually recording this on Friday the 13th. So I got a question for you. Do you have trisodecaphobia?
I don't know. I gotta go to the doctor, maybe.
Well, that's actually what it is the fear of the number 13.
It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, me neither. I actually have had a lot of good things happen to me on the 13th or of the month or things of that nature. Like I bought a car on the 13th and it was a great car. So yeah, I don't really either, but just kind of wild that this is our 13th episode. We're recording this on the 13th and we are reviewing a promotion with their episode number 13. So we're just kind of going hog wild on the number 13 this week.
Yes, I see. Did you like the new, we had added another bumper to the show?
Yeah, from, our, friends up north from, in, Wrestle Center. So thank you guys. Muchly appreciated for the bumper promo. It's always nice and when they get those to us.
We had some good feedback from them. They challenged us to go take on Matt Bolin.
Matt Bolin.
Yeah.
Yeah. In his gauntlet match. So, yeah, I might have to – I said – I kind of responded to them on Twitter and stuff. I said, yeah, I'm not quite in ring shape yet. I'm working on it. Little behind the scenes kind of stuff. One of the other podcasts that I listen to that unfortunately is not on the brand new Trending Topics Network, it's because it's a Chicago Cubs podcast. We're doing a weight loss challenge. And so I'm working on that. Down 4 pounds since we started last week. But so it'll take a while for me to accept Russell Sanders' Matt Bolin challenge, gauntlet challenge there. Plus, let's got to go to Canada.
Yeah.
No one else I want to go to Canada in the winter.
That's probably the biggest part of the challenge there is getting to go to Canada. But they're behind the scenes, you know, I didn't know they were joking or serious until they direct messaged us on Twitter. And then they weren't saying they were joking, but they had explained some stuff to us about their why their commercial breaks were so long, because of that's what the Fight Network asked for them to be that long.
Yeah, because they do their shows for the Fight Network and not Fight TV specifically.
Yeah, so I guess they had a certain length of time to put in there. I would think it'd be shorter, but that's what Fight Network wants. That's what the Fight Network gets, and some other little things, but they were very nice about it and offers us, give us a bumper and going to add a few more stars from that show to send us in bumper. So
yeah,
that's going to be pretty cool.
That's awesome. Yeah. We really appreciate that, being able to, as we're going along here, to be able to communicate with some of these promotions, via Twitter or email. And even though sometimes we're harsh or critical of certain things, it's only because it's all for love. The love of wrestling, the love of the sport, the love of watching it, and like I said, the love of being entertained, because that's what it's all about for me.
Yeah, and then we're adding a new way for people to reach the show, so that's gonna be very good. I use the same method on Loot Chat, and I have gotten tons of interviews that way. Because not everyone has Skype or able to use Skype at the time they need to. So we're adding a fight line. So we'll get that number out pretty soon here. But another way to be able to reach the show. So that's another good thing for us.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then we also have some other interviews planned out. Hopefully we get them. I'm not sure yet, but we're working behind the scenes.
Yeah, we got a lot going. We're happening now.
Yeah, we're And it's funny enough because we basically tag team the competition where Mr. Fourth Row would say something and I look up the DM. I'm like, oh shit, let me add in blah, blah, blah. And, you know, exactly. We put a little insignia on which one was us. But, you know, the companies, you know, I don't know if they prefer that, but it's a shared account and it's a shared podcast. So, you know, both of us are putting in the work to get these people in and on, and hopefully it happens here very soon.
Yeah, and it's easy. I like doing it. I just like doing that because it's like, well, if I sign my own and then look up and go, oh, that's right, I did say that, but then you said that. And so it's easy to go, okay, I get it. So it's easy to just go, you know, dual sharing. It's basically sharing a brain, sharing a conversation. So.
Because then you would, they would text something back, and I'm like, okay, he hasn't replied within a couple hours, so I guess I'll reply with, yeah, send it over to, here's what you say. Even though I just copy and paste what you said and switch the name out of the, I was like, hell no, I'm just going to switch this shit over, and I'm not going to type this all new. So that was my thing to do. Anything else we need to do before we get into this scary episode?
Well, we kind of wrapped up what we, the past there. Other than that, typically we just kind of talk about, how was your week since the last time we recorded?
Oh, stars. I didn't even think about that. Jesus. Oh my gosh. I had a, like, up and down, round and round type of week. Went to the doctor. Yeah, didn't like the results. That's not good. My hiring hall, my union hall, is calling me to go to Reno. Reno is hella cold and it's snowing like hell. I don't want to do that. But although I had a decent week watching a lot of wrestling, I'm getting so much hours of wrestling that my head's going to explode of pure out wrestling. I've been picking up on TNA lately. ROH, Lucha Underground, WWE has, not Raw, let's throw that Raw in the trash. I watched SmackDown, NXT in the 205 Live. And then, add all that together, I still watch more fighting, more wrestling on the Fight app.
Mm-hmm.
Even with all those shows. Just because, you know, it's so much easier, and plus I do the show, so I gotta screen some of the stuff anyways. But yeah, just putting in a lot of hours on wrestling, and you appreciate when we go through some of these shows, you appreciate the camera work on Raw. You appreciate, you know, some of the stuff you missed. It's like, man, some of the behind the stuff, see, stuff you missed. Like,
right.
No green screen. And I like that because I don't want to get immersed and think, okay, this independent, this is great. This, now I'm looking at a company that's higher up. It's like, man, you guys could have did. You could have dropped that green screen. You could have did this. You could have did this just a little bit different. You know,
right. It's not
more cost effective. Just slight things.
Yeah, but, or rewrite a segment or something. Yeah,
yeah. But that was pretty much my week. I plan on going to the movies tomorrow night. The drive-in. Yes, we have a drive-in in Las Vegas.
I got one too, about 8 blocks from my house.
Yeah, usually it's in a. I've been to a drive-in in Phoenix, and it was dark. I mean, Phoenix is a dark place.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how in the hell? People wonder how the hell is there a drive-in in Las Vegas? It's very bright out, and it's really next to a casino. It's next to the Fiesta Rancho, if anyone's been out that way. But yeah, it's right next to it, so it's weird. So it's cool to have a drive-in, but you wouldn't think there'll be a drive-in. You wouldn't think there was houses in Las Vegas if you really think about it, but people don't think there's houses here. But yeah, there's just there is a drive-in still here, and actually where I live at right now, this exact area was a drive-in way back in the way back, like 80, say, like 85. Yes, I'm old, so I'm older than 85.
Me too.
So, but how's your week going?
My week was pretty good. This past weekend, I got on the committee for, if anybody's familiar with the Tour de Cure. It's a fundraising type organization that helps with the diabetes, people with diabetes, things like that. So I'm going to be on the committee. So I'm going to actually be organizing people that's going to be helping with it. And then I actually have been riding in the tour for a few years now, cycling. So and speaking of cycling, a little shout out to Kiwi Tuts. I guess he's a big cyclist, one of our fellow podcasters on the European Uppercut podcast. Cheap plug. So just wanted to maybe put that out to people that because it's a fundraising thing and I'm going to be cycling, if people want to sponsor me, anything helps. I will go ahead and once I get all logged in and everything, I'll put a link out on my Twitter. So if you want to donate $1, donate $20, or anything to my fundraising efforts, that everything goes to the ADA and the Tour de Cure, that would be greatly appreciated. Other than that, I went to see Rogue One again. Might as well. Me and my friend that we were just out and about all day Saturday, and we're like, let's go to dinner. Let's go see a movie. What's on? What's something that we don't have to wait for a while to go see? And we decided to go see Rogue One again. So that was pretty good. Other than that, that's all I got. This coming up this weekend, Rocky Mountain Pro taping. Going to be there finally with a friend of the show, Rocky Mountain High. He's finally able to get out of the house from his recent surgery. And so we're going to be hopefully there on TV. And so you guys are watching. See us. Once again, last couple ones I've been having to go by myself. Without my partner there in crime in the Denver area, but that should be pretty good as well. So that's about it.
Oh, and it just popped in my head. Speaking of wrestling, we officially have gotten some word from FSW, Future Stars of Wrestling, based out of Las Vegas. They are moving back to Sam's Town. So that means I think Paragon Pro Wrestling is dead. No official word from them yet, but Sam's Town only ran one wrestling show at a time, except for when they run ROH events. But Future Stars of Wrestling has some of the biggest names in wrestling. And I didn't check it out too much, but they are doing bringing in Ryback.
Oh.
Ryback, yeah, Ryback is from Las Vegas. So
yep.
They're bringing him in for, I think, one of their shows, which is on the opposite side of town, which I do not attend those damn shows. But now I'm so happy that they come back to Sam's Town, because I grew up around Sam's Town, and it's one of my favorite casinos. I tell everyone to go there because it has wrestling, movie theater, bowling center. It has it all in a, you know, I don't know what you guys think is a small casino, in a smaller style casino. So FSW, and I want to review them pretty soon, so we're going to get on them. But other than that news, we can jump into this review.
Yeah, let's talk about PWX Revolution episode number 13.
13.
Based out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
They have. This is the opening scene. I like this a lot. 17 hitting, they don't talk, it just shows graphics, but I'm going to be dramatic. Okay. 17 hitting the cameras, 3 manned cameras, 2 interview cameras, no privacy, Big Brother is watching. Pretty awesome. I thought that right there hooked me to wanting to do this show.
Yeah, that got me pumped up too. Like, yes. Ooh.
Yeah, so would you want to be around on many cameras in your house or in your workplace, or how would you feel about knowing this information if you worked at a place that had these many cameras?
Well, I'm kind of one of those people that, I think the typical person would be cautious or kind of on edge if they knew that was happening. But you know what? Anytime you step outside your door, you're going to be on camera. I know for myself, because of my job, I'm on camera probably about 90% of my workday, just because I'm at, for example, my job, I'm at Walmart a lot. So, you know, you're being cameraed in and out. So it is what it is. You just got to expect that you have no privacy once you step outside your door of your residence. So
what about inside your residence? How would you feel about 17 hidden cameras?
Well, I think usually in that case, you are on a show like the previously mentioned Big Brother or, we can spin this to the wrestling, like The Real World, you know, for example, somebody that came out of there, big time, little shout out to The Miz.
Legends House,
Legends House, yeah, exactly, that too.
But, I don't know, I couldn't do, I mean, in my workplace, when I do construction, there are no cameras. There's really even no power, so they're not going to put up a camera.
Right.
Because I do new construction. But as the phases go on, you're building a hotel, there's going to be cameras, so especially once the furniture gets in or blah, blah, blah gets in, because people want the furniture or the stalls or the sinks. So there's going to be, the cameras are, there's going to be a camera somewhere.
Right.
But in my residence, I wouldn't mind it if especially if I knew where they were, but if it was more focused on the living area, not the bedroom or.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't, you know, you gotta expect it, like you said, when you leave the house, expect to be on camera, so.
Yeah.
But let's get into this, review of this show. I like this right off the bat. They explained a storyline from last week. We had the owner, Jim Miller, talking to someone. I did not know. They didn't say this other guy's name.
That right.
Was speaking to him. But they're having a conversation over Gory. Was it Gory? Because they didn't show the graphic for this guy's name either.
Yeah, it was Gory. I'm assuming like Gory, like Gory Guerrero, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Because I was like, is it Corey or Gory? And I guess Gory had won the match versus Jack Pollock, but Jack Pollock had got disqualified. But you know, Gory still won the match, but he didn't win Jack Pollock's title, which is the world title there. And Gory went the hell off. They were showing a little bit of footage of him whooping up everyone as best as he can, and even spitting some red mist into the eyes of the owner.
Yeah.
Jim Miller. And then, you know, Jim Miller speaks about the situation a little bit more. And they said, I like this because this logic makes 100% sense to me. Gory has to be suspended from, you know, in-ring action for no set length of time. They don't know. He's suspended. They're going to keep reviewing it, but he's just suspended. So, like, he's suspended to, you know, so I did like that they gave him a sentence and then, They moved on from there.
Yeah, great run, great writing, great storyline, perfectly executed.
Yeah, so far we're going up and up on this one.
Yeah,
because we don't need any more people not liking. But so we jump into the first. Okay, here we are. Now we're the show opening. The music was okay.
So with the interview with the owner, it's kind of, I think that in the business, that's kind of called like a soft opening before they roll the opening credits. So, yeah.
I think that was great.
Yeah. But then we get into the credits.
Which is, I did not like, oh my gosh. This. The music was okay.
Music was good, yeah.
They showed action of their wrestlers in the ring, footage, their own footage of wrestlers, which is a big, good job.
Thumbs up there.
why did everyone look like the Flash? They were blurry and like they had streaks, like they were running super quickly. I didn't like that. I if they was blurry, you wouldn't distinguish who's who. I get that, but the like blurry stuff, I was like, what's wrong with my laptop? I'm adjusting my eyes. I'm like, no.
Yeah. I'm not so sure about that. Maybe, the thing is when you do that, I think you detract from your talent. You don't get to show some of the, for your opening credits, you don't get to, you're meant to show some of the high spots of the, of your wrestlers, of your talents. And when you cover it up with something like this, that just detracts from it. That doesn't let you showcase your talents on your opening credit.
Yes. But at least they showed footage of their own guys.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the music didn't blow no one out of the water, but they had it and it was good.
They're not lifting stuff from other promotions like GXW. Little foreshadowing in this episode. GXW might get mentioned again.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if you caught it or not, but I'll definitely mention it.
Okay.
We'll get to it.
So we're outside of this, what you call it, abandoned warehouse. It looks like.
It looked like an abandoned warehouse. They're in a parking lot. There's weeds overgrowing in the cracks of the parking lot. So I was like, where are they filming this?
We have the champion outside, which, what the hell? Oh, at the time they didn't name his name, so I didn't put his name down.
Right, Pollock.
Yeah, Pollock. So they're screaming for the guy Marvin. I guess Marvin is the manager, but he has a valet. Pollock has a valet.
He has a manager and a valet.
Yeah, so they didn't mention her name at this time.
Yeah.
But Pollock was about to leave. He's about to head the hell out of here, even though he parked incorrectly as hell. I don't know if you noticed that. He wasn't parked in the asphalt. He was parked like he drove a little too far.
Right. Well, you know, with the weeds and the overgrown trees, you know, I can understand how you could park poorly.
Marvin tells the champ, hey, man, you cannot leave tonight. The commissioner, which I didn't catch his name, has signed you up for you're in the main event tonight. And it's going to be a three-way, but it's going to be non-title. So let's get back in there because, you know, your match is in 50 minutes. I should have timed this out because it wasn't 50 minutes, but
no.
You should say your match is the main event tonight because, like we do, you know, we're going to speculate. We would have timed this out if we're really being anal about it. Like, it wasn't 50 minutes, blah, 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 you know.
So. Yeah. This isn't the TV series 24 where events happen in real time.
Oh. And then we go into our first match of the night. I like this guy. I didn't like his gimmick, but he was the Impact player, Seth Allen, with Crystal Frost. Oh, whatever. Versus Patrick Hayes. And is this the one they keep showing on all the graphics?
Yeah, Patrick Hayes is the guy that's on the... upcoming event graphic, that they show in between the matches or commercial breaks.
Okay. I don't think I noticed this in any other match, but the ref kept getting in the way of the only camera. We advertise 100 cameras, but we only show you one camera.
Yeah, we only have one camera. Well, the good thing about it was that it was where it was positioned. Ooh. In the arena, wherever they were at least it was not over getting the crowd in the way per se. Some of our other promotions have done that. So at least it was shot from a good angle.
Yeah, very good angle, very high, great angle.
The only thing though with this camera though is I don't know if it just was because after they recorded it. That they compressed the video, so the video wasn't as sharp as it should have been during the matches. Like, we just had this opening, the segment with the guys outside in the abandoned warehouse. That video was crisp and clear and everything like that. But then when it came to all of the actual wrestling, the video just looked like it was unsharpened, and I'm just guessing, just was my somewhat technical background that it just was compressed too much to, and it just lost its sharpness.
And at this time, what I said, I'm going to note something, and that the Impact player, Allen, was a heel in this match. Because I thought I saw something different later on. This chick, his name, I didn't, you know, like you said, it was blurry, so I didn't get to see her face or nothing like that, which I'm not judging that. Her name was Crystal Frost. I don't know anything about Crystal Frost except for she was wearing all black. I thought she would be more crystally or more frostly looking.
Yeah.
More of a cold.
Yeah.
So maybe her hair. Her hair is dark as well, so maybe she's having a, you know, an identity crisis, but this is a pretty good match. Crystal kept trying to interfere. These two big dudes were going back and forth. And then Nikki Valentino. Yeah, I got that one right. Watch out. comes out to interfere in the match. Hayes attacks, you know, goes to attack Nikki, and then, you know, hits him one good time, but Hayes turns around and gets hit with Seth. Dude, he hit a stunner. Oh, no, flatliner. He knocks him down. A good solid flatliner, picks up the win. Well, I like that. I like that. You know, good match. We didn't know the story, but it built to a story. You know what I mean? So
yes,
that's pretty good. Because I didn't say this guy's name. This is funny because I was like, some dork looking like the genius, but then later on I found his name. But at first I had some dork looking like a genius is attempting to cut a promo when Hayes steps in and cuts a promo on Valentino. And then, now the dork is like, hey, man, you took my TV time, so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was pretty good. I noted that Hayes' catchphrase when he interrupted this guy, that his catchphrase is, I'm going to leave you hazed and confused. I was like, oh, that's good. That's good. I like it. That's a nice touch.
But Hayes is the, let's see, the Jay Lethal of this promotion. Because he does all the advertisements. He was on the advertisement, just him and a picture, and they're announcing their upcoming dates. But, upcoming date. And I like this one thing, they're like, find out what the WWE already knows. I was like, oh, okay.
Well, and what the WWE already knows, which I finally caught after watching these, the two or three, whatever, how many they had, was that Pittsburgh is the place for professional wrestling. And this was done in 2014. So, you know, that was, you know, probably right around the good time that, of course, Kurt Angle was a lot more active in the, like national promotions.
But all these guys look, all these guys look pretty good. Even though the, you know, came off a little blurry on TV, all these guys were pretty good shape. These guys were built.
Yeah, exactly.
Not a cut, but they're no slobbly dudes running around in this ring.
Yeah.
But we get our second match of the night. Well, let me speak about the matches. They entered the announcer announces the guys. And then you hear nothing from the commentators. Once the bell rings, you see the name of the guys pop up on with the lower third. And then the commentators kick in. So I like that they weren't talking over the entrances or
Maybe
this was edited later or added in later. But I did like that. They didn't say nothing or had them off until the point that the match started. So
right. Exactly. Yeah, they the graphic that they showed was actually, they would actually tell you what the match is. So they would say it's, you know, wrestler number one versus wrestler number two and, you know, in the triple threat versus wrestler number three. So that was a nice touch. I like that since they didn't have like a full screen graphic of say, you know, this is who's wrestling versus who. But at least since they had that on the lower third, that was kind of a nice touch. And like I said, since this was 2014, that was probably good. That was kind of the going thing, for especially for a independent promotion. So I like that.
Okay, and then we're second match. We had Peyton Graham with Marcus Mann. We had a man and a Pollock on the show.
Yeah.
Which is funny. With versus Rapture with absolute brilliant David Marvel.
Marvel. Is how they pronounced it, yeah.
Yeah, they pronounced it. And this was the dork I was speaking about earlier when he got the time cut. So they didn't say his, he didn't get to say his name, but yeah, he looked like a genius ripoff. So it was.
Yeah. He got some Lenny Poffo heat from the crowd. The crowd was actually pretty good. They were into a lot of this episode.
Oh, yeah. They were into it. I had to drive out way out to an abandoned warehouse to film this.
It was the place to be in Pittsburgh back in this particular date in 2014. So they all came with it. Yeah, and this Marvel. I think they were kind of going for some irony because they were calling him the absolute brilliance, but he was an absolute klutz because he got into the ring, his graduation cap fell off his head into the ring, and then he tripped over the ring ropes into the ring, and then pretty much kind of did the same kind of thing when he was getting outside of the ring, when he tried to exit the ring. So, so I kind of picked up that they were being a little ironic with the absolute brilliance was an absolute klutz.
But I noticed this. Rapture looked like a generic or one of the offsprings of La Parka.
La Parka, yeah.
L.A. Park or La Parka Dark. There's a lot of La Parkas. He looked like hip-hop La Park.
Right.
And he was a little... You couldn't tell by his outfit, but he was a much smaller guy than anyone else. And he got raptured himself. He got ran through. It was a squash match. We had a... Well, I put him in. But we had Peyton Graham hitting a... just a good... set out gut wrench? Well, I think I don't know why I put that one. I think that was something... They messed up on the name of the move.
No, it was you had thought it was a pump handle power slam, but no, it wasn't, and so I changed it, and it was actually a sit down gut wrench.
Okay, I know it was a sit out. I think they didn't say that, but it was a gut wrench.
No, they did say it.
Oh shit,
it was a sit down. Yeah, but yeah, because he picked him up, but he didn't lift him over the shoulders. It was he lifted him up and then. Slammed him down.
Oh, yes, right.
So, yeah, because a pump handle is you pick him up and then you full force from your shoulders, put him into the mat. So, yeah, it was definitely sit out and gut wrench.
All right. And that match was over. Squash match.
Squash, yeah. Impactful. Just, you blinked, you would probably wouldn't have missed this match.
Yeah. Okay. Now we're, I guess we're in the warehouse. I guess, I don't know where we're at in this. Warehouse,
yeah.
But another dork, they didn't say his name, was happy to get Justice some water. He's like, yeah, I'm happy, I'm getting Justice some water. The champ is, I'm getting water for him. And some guy, they didn't name who he was, stopped him. Say, oh, you're getting water for Justice. All right, thanks for the water, and see you later.
Pretty much. Tell Justice that. To thank you for having you give me some water. Yeah.
And then the guy was sad he couldn't give Justice water.
Yeah.
Same advertisement. Like I said, good. You got to advertise. Advertise for your next shows. If you can do it, you can. I understand. But so we get the another advertisement. Now we're in the locker room with Brandon K. Oh my gosh. Brandon, some guy, Chris, comes in and just run down Brandon K. Like, man, you always been in the title hunt. You've been in the title scene too much, man. So, what's your deal?
Yeah, you've been here for 10 plus years and you've gotten nowhere. Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, oh, okay, he's just running the guy down. And then Brandon K., I didn't know how they would put this up. I know it was Brandon because that's it was more obvious, but it's like Brandon K.
Yeah.
Okay, it's just a K.
Just K. Brandon K. Yeah.
Just a random K there, and Brandon K is just like, yeah, do whatever, man. And then Brandon K eventually like wakes up or gets because he's pinned on his gear, and then he's like, hey, you know what, Chris, come here, brother. Let me tell you, and he didn't smack Chris in the nuts.
Backhands him into the nuts. Yeah, takes him down.
So that was pretty good because they were sitting down doing this little interview, but he didn't pay them no mind. I like that. He's just like, man, I got to fuck, you know. He right. let the mind games get to him. He just, you know, went after him. And our next match is for the PWX Three Rivers Championship. Big time, Bill Courier.
There's the GWX, because we saw him on GWX.
Oh, stars. But he didn't go by big time. Oh, yeah. Now I'm reading, I'm like, yeah.
Because remember, he's the Big Cass lookalike.
Yeah. Yep. And versus the one-man militia, Matt Justice.
Yeah.
Matt Justice is the champion. That's what, and he wasn't well hydrated. And that match we watched before, he wasn't, so I don't know. He didn't get his water. But these two are huge.
Yeah.
These guys are some big guys. They're going back and forth. I like this match. This is a great match.
Yeah, this was, I'm going to hit you and then I'm going to hit, and then the other guys, I'm going to hit you harder.
Yeah. But then, what one thing that had changed was the camera angle. It lifted up to the left.
Yeah. So and like, farther back.
I'm like, why did they, huh?
Why? Yeah.
Go back to where you were. Maybe they had to restock that one, or no blurriness with the camera, no zooming in, no zooming out, same angle the whole time, but it just went, it just switched over, not okay. But like I said, a great match, great match between these two guys.
Yep.
But eventually, Matt Justice wins with a roll up to retain his as a Three Rivers Championship. Mm-hmm. That must be their Intercontinental. Did you look up their website or?
No, I did not. You know, it might be just one of their championships.
And for some odd reason, this show felt extremely long. It was one of the longer shows we ever did.
Yeah.
And just recording time, but here, running through it, is not that long. But it spaced it out great. I like the spacing of this show. Because I think we got another advertisement with, you know, where the boy up. He was, you know, the same advertisement, same thing, but, you know, it reads it in your mind. How much the tickets were? How much was this? I like all that stuff. You know, yeah. Promoting for the next show. But our final match of the night. Who do we have? First Class? Brandon K. Yeah, I didn't know that was his name.
I added it in there. Yeah, they get everybody has a moniker.
Not this Gannon Jones.
Yeah, Gannon Jones Jr. Yeah, he didn't have a moniker.
Maybe he's like James Bond. Gannon Jones Jr.
Yeah.
And maybe this is the guy we need to get.
Yes, exactly.
So we're gonna headhunt Jack Pollock. We're going after him. Because he is the next trending topic, Jack Pollock. That actually flows pretty good.
Yes.
Not the way I said it, but
we're gonna need to get him. We're gonna need him get him on the podcast on the show.
Yeah,
definitely.
This is the trending topic on the new trending,
the brand new Trending Topics Network.
Yeah. Man, that guy's a fit. So we're going after you, Jack Pollock.
Yeah.
So watch out. But I didn't understand the placing of the champion, even though his title wasn't up on for grabs. He came out in the middle. Why did the champ come out first or last? He came out in between. I don't understand that. Well, why that logic was put there.
Yeah, I didn't think anything too much into it, but it was what it was, and as we get into the match, it kind of made a little bit of a sense, but what they were trying to do. So,
yeah, but
you know, yeah.
The next trending topics title was not up for grabs, as we mentioned much earlier, but a typical three-way match. These guys all looked great, except for Gannon Jones Jr. But all these athletes, they work out. They were in shape. But you have some good spots here that you liked on this match.
Yeah. Pollock, as I was just alluding to, he basically let Kay and Jones beat up on each other while he just kind of sat outside the ring. And then this is the first time I've ever even heard this, and maybe it's just because, I just haven't been exposed to it yet, but the commentators called it Pollock is powders out, basically what everybody would call just like a rest period. So he did that a lot, and especially at the beginning of this match. He just let them two just go at it, and then when he saw an opportunity to insert himself, he did.
Yeah, no fault of Pollock. He didn't want to be in the match in the first place. So
right. And there was nothing for him to gain by winning or losing.
Yeah, because no one got a title shot if they did beat him. So they gave him logic why he didn't care, but he still wanted to win. But he didn't care to get hurt to win.
Right.
Which, sound advice.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, when he did finally get into the match, Brendan Kay did, this is one good high spot that I kind of noticed. He got Jones in a reverse figure four lock, and then Pollock was in there at the same time, and then he got Pollock and he put him in a headlock while he had Jones in the reverse figure four. So that was pretty cool looking, I thought.
Yeah. you say here some of the punches and kicks were soft, huh?
Yeah, some of them look like they were kind of what you would pulled, or maybe something that you would do when you're trying to go, breaking kayfabe here. When you're trying to go over your match of what spots and what chain wrestling you're going to be doing, you're pulling your punches and pulling your kicks. You're just tapping on that. And some of those look like they were like that kind of force, especially from Kay and Jones. So I kind of noticed that it wasn't necessarily a botch, but it was more of, kind of make it look just a little bit sharper, a little bit better. It was very noticeable for my trained, somewhat untrained eye. So
even with a blurry screen, you caught that.
Exactly.
But Pollock picks up the win over Kay.
Yeah.
And then pretty much all hell starts to break loose.
Yeah. Pollock is celebrating, and then Jones chokeslams him, and then as the announcers or the commentators said, all anarchy breaks out. We get all kinds of people from the backstage area come out, one of them being Rain. I guess Rain and Pollock have a history, and so he's confronting him, and I guess basically they're probably going to get ready to set up a something with these two guys.
So who was the other girl that came out? Was that... because Pollock had a valet, but they didn't mention her name. And so did... was that Crystal Frost that came out to take on Rain?
It might have been. I didn't quite catch that too closely, because like I said, all anarchy was breaking out.
So I thought I saw her, and I thought I saw... Allen guy that was the, I was like, is he a heel? Why is he going after the heel champion?
Heels can fight heels, so with no issues normally.
Some promotions don't.
Yeah,
they only want faces versus faces.
Right.
And here, But we still have a little bit more. But this was good too.
Yeah.
Build up a lot of feuds. We picked a pretty good episode. Randomly picked this good. This is a good to me. If you want, based on just story, everyone on here has something to do. People, they lived up to the cameras in the back that they're advertising.
Yep.
But this part, the only reason I say all that good stuff is to come back to this, and Pollock cuts a, is cutting a promo in front of a green screen. Backstage.
Yep. Oh, yep. Backstage. Why? On Gory.
Why?
Yeah.
I mean, you're showing off all your camera angles in the back. But I don't know. I'm like, why are these guys in front of a green screen? But he said I don't like that he said he's still the champion, as if his title wasn't up for grabs, so it wouldn't matter if he was still the champ. We knew he was the champ. But pretty decent promo, but why the green screen is my question.
Yeah, when they had this big, giant abandoned warehouse, they could have shot it anywhere.
Yeah, yeah, just, another room, maybe poor lighting or something like that, maybe. Yeah. If they could have shot it back outside.
Exactly.
Where the car was. Let's get in the car. I have something to say, since they have manned cameras. I got something to say on blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Honey, get in the car. You warm up the car, and then it cuts a promo on the guy. And
yeah.
Now we're going back home.
Yeah, personally, if it was me, I'd say, let's go back out to the car. Let's cut the promo. Get in the car. Drive off.
Drive off. Man, or if the car wouldn't be reversed. But maybe man shows up, or Corey shows up just like 3 seconds too late.
Yeah.
As the car reversed and drove off. But all in all, it was great entertainment, great storylines. The Rapture was, was a waste, but, more comedic stuff.
Yeah.
The ring was, everything was a little blurry, so I didn't like that.
Yeah. When it came to the ring and the colors, this is one thing that, I hate to say it, but this is one thing that I like with Pittsburgh, and especially when it comes to the professional sports teams in Pittsburgh, they all share the same colors. Yes. I think that's very, very cool. So I always have to give props to the Penguins, the Pirates, and the Steelers. They all share the black and yellow when it comes to their team colors. I wish more sports teams could do that and would do that. I know there's some that are close, like, say maybe two of the teams, the major teams do share the same color gamut when it comes to their professional teams. But Pittsburgh has done this right, and that's just something that they have traditionally done, and that's steeped in tradition. And and this is what they did that for the ring too. They were black and yellow ring ropes, so that was kind of a nice little touch. I thought that's something that I noticed right away when they showed the ring.
Yeah, but I seen they do have YouTube, and I was seeing if it was clear on YouTube. Maybe is there something with, and I think I seen some clearer episodes, but based on story and the way the arena looked, nothing wacky out of place. The logo was right in the middle of the stage of the ramp. You can see the logo clearly. I'm going to give these guys a solid 7. I did like that. I would watch them again because of the stories intrigued me to want to watch again. The blurriness was an issue, but the backstage stuff was just that much cleaner. So it had to been something going on with, like you said, maybe shrinking it to fit on TV or just something out of the whack. But I will definitely give them another shake.
Yeah, maybe they were using a different camera that they were inside the arena versus the segments. Mm-hmm. That could have been different. And then when they melded them together, for upload to Fight or wherever, that they just didn't work out. But, I'm actually going to totally agree with you on this. I'm going to give them a solid 7 too. Oh, it was very watchable. It kept my interest. And what kind of held it together, and this always kind of holds it together because this is entertainment, is the story.
Yeah, very, very. Everyone had a little bit of story. Even the owner, didn't overstep his boundaries. I'm not, he's not pissed that he got spit in the face. missed it in the face. He was like, "Hey, we're just gonna relook over the footage," and but he suspended. Not, "Oh man, let's put him in 50 matches." No, if you're that mad, he didn't run back in and interfere in no matches, or maybe he did because it was so anarchic at the end. But yeah. But what do we have next here on What's on Fight?
Well, next week we are going, for our next episode, we are going to swing back to a promotion that we have watched before, and that's with our good friends at Fully Loaded Pro Wrestling, and we're going to watch episode number 56.
And this episode was chosen by
Silence.
We asked them, "What's your best representation of your show?" And they go, "Watch this show." So we're like, you know what? We randomly picked one, let them pick one, and you know, it's fair, you know.
Yeah. We actually a little foreshadowing. Actually, have a little alternative motive to ask them why we want them to choose an episode for us to watch. So, and you guys will hear that in the future in the next episode of What's on Fight here.
Yes, and. Speaking of new stuff and cool stuff, we have a brand new way to reach this show, because we added a fight line, and it's easy, simple, because we're going to start getting interviews, and maybe that's another method that people would like to get interviews through, because not everyone has Skype or such technology at their hands at the time. And this is what I use on LewChat. That's how I've did all my interviews with wrestlers, because they're at the airport or something like that. So this is quick and easy for them to do. And we have the fight line would be 702-907-3483. That is 702-907-FIGHT, F-I-T-E. And this is going to bring us a lot more, you know, bring us up, because we're looking for interviews, and a lot of companies are looking to do interviews, and this is going to help.
Yeah.
Because like I said, you know, if you're away from home and, you know, you don't have Skype on your phone and it takes up too much data, you could just call in, because it's in the United States, it's the fight capital of the world, Las Vegas, area code.
it's funny because my area code, well, in Denver we have, in Denver proper, we have actually technically two area codes, but the newer one is 720, which is so kind of cool. So, yeah.
I went to go see Rocky Mountain High last year.
Yep.
And I have friends that live in the Denver area. So sometimes I see the number pop up, I'm like, no, 702. Oh shit, duh.
So rabbit hole. I was years and years ago. I kept on getting in the middle of the night. Kept on getting a phone call from this lady, and I'm like, so wake up, answer the phone, and they would ask, you know, is so and so there? And I'm like, no, you must have the wrong number. You know, so a week later, get a call again. And so I finally figured it out that she was dialing Colorado area code when she meant to be dialing a Las Vegas episode. So now looking back, it's like, well, now I know why she's calling in the middle of the night, because Las Vegas, the city that never sleeps, you know?
Yes. 24 hours up all day and up all night.
Exactly.
There's after hour clubs that open after hours. It's not a club. I mean, I know it may be in different cities. I'm just born and raised here. But the club doesn't open till, I think some instances, clubs close here, if they do close, 3 to 4. But there's an actual club that opens at 2 to 4, depending on. And it's like, you think about that and like, what the hell? I go and party at. And people are they're not drunk already. They're going to party. I've been in this casino and seen the line wrapped around the building. They're going to party at 4 o'clock in the morning. Not continuously party. They're fresh up, you know, looking nice to go party. So, yep, we stay open all the times. But there are tons and tons of ways to reach this show. We have a Twitter is What's On Fight on Twitter. We retweet a lot of stuff from these promotions we watch. We get retweeted by them and also the Fight app. So if you want to know what's going on the Fight or some of these smaller promotions that we talk to, because we tweet them as well. We don't, hey, we're going to do a show and we hide from them. We tweet them and say, this is your show. This is our show reviewing your show. Check us out. And, we have a Gmail. It's whatsonfight@gmail.com. We're getting a lot of, you know, stuff, bumpers and everything from, you know, various companies. And, you could reach me, on Twitter. I am FinnFishSCU, same with the Gmail account. And, how can we reach you, Mr. Forfrell?
Well, basically the same ways on your Twitter machine. You can reach me at Mr., and that's all spelled out with a 4TH and ROW, Mr. Forfrell. And that goes with Gmail as well. So at gmail.com if you want to use an email to reach me.
All right. And we have some shows on the brand new trending topics. We have a show that talks about a show that talks about a show. Now,
well, I think we have a lot of those, actually, technically speaking.
Shows that talk about shows that talk about shows?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what show that they've talked.
Kind of mirror effect. Well, we at least have shows that talk about shows.
We have shows that talk about stuff. Okay. We don't want to label them because this. No, but we have. I always mess up the intro, and I think they're gonna get on me on purpose now if I mess it up on purpose. So you shoot them.
Yeah. So we have the one and only WrestleCast, the podcast that talks as a serious discussion about the non-serious world of professional wrestling.
And I'm trying to start a feud with these guys, but I think they're going to take us out, you know. That is the European Uppercut Podcast, a European perspective of American pro wrestling.
And then we also have the Spanish Announce Table and your other podcast that you do here on the brand new Trending Topics Network, Lou Chat.
Wasn't able to do an episode last week, but we're going to do one this weekend because it is the mid-season finale and some discouraging news coming from Lucha Underground about the mid-season finale. But it's all good because that's what we report on Lou Chat, where I chat all about Lucha Underground and what happens in Vegas, stuff like that. But mostly Lucha Underground. 99% Lucha Underground.
Exactly. Yep. And then we also have NFL Easy Picks. Talk about the NFL season and all that kind of stuff. Of course, it's playoffs currently, heading into the conference championships. And then the big game. Because I don't think you can say the other words without the NFL getting really mad at you. So
we got enough people that are mad at us. Let's leave the NFL alone. They're probably too big.
The one thing I'm really working on this week is not feeding the internet trolls. Like I said, and I have not done any feeding of the internet trolls this week.
And it's funny because out here, in Las Vegas, we're getting the Raiders. We might, but every casino has a sports book. And the sports books have, you know, football parties all the time. But when it comes to the Super Bowl, they cannot mention the Super Bowl. So it's always the big game.
Right. And that's
I always find that funny. It's like, I guess it's more because Vegas, because these casinos get packed, thousands of people. And a lot of people come out to bet and to watch. And it's a fun time. I watched the Super Bowl one time at a casino. And at a bar in a casino. Usually it's at a house, or I usually watch it by myself because my team's always in the Super Bowl, so I want to be alone, so I don't have to hear no one's yappity-yappity-yappity. You can say Super Bowl throughout the whole year, but when it comes to the playoffs, the word Super Bowl goes hibernation, I guess. You can't use that word.
Right. It is forbidden.
Yeah.
It is the, as, what is it? George Carlin, it is the, so many words. Is it, was it eight?
I believe so.
Words you can't say on television? Seven? So now we're up to eight when it comes to the end of the football season that you can't say on TV or now the internet. But on that, more podcasts that we have on the Trending Topics Network, the brand new Trending Topics Network. We have, Squabble Box and Legends on Siren FM, the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, All Beer Inside, and Old School at the Movies. Hopefully, they will bring it back. I really enjoy the episode. I really enjoy that podcast. Entertainment nut myself, so I like to see him come back.
Or maybe you could do fourth row at the movies, where you sit in the fourth row at the. Oh, no. But it seems like I want to continuously fight with this episode, but it was because it was such a great episode. But you know, I guess I have to be done. I'm done fighting with episode 13 of PWX Revolution. How about you?
I am too. Yep. So on our 13th episode, recording this on the 13th of Friday. So that's right now. So that's all we have to fight about this week. So until next week, fight on.
All right. Hold on. The fight is not over yet. We have to make a quick adjustment with dealing with fully loaded wrestling. Mr. Forfro, what's going on? What's going on?
So we were noticing a little bit in here, a little our post-production of the latest podcast that we did. We said we were going to review Fully Loaded Wrestling episode number 56. Now, reviewing a little bit of our history, we reviewed episode number 58 on our podcast. So we didn't want to really necessarily go back in time reviewing them, because we have a little something, a little extra for you guys here in the future. So if you guys are following along and watching along with us, we're actually going to review the most recent episode of Fully Loaded Wrestling, and that's going to be episode number 68. So just little note for you guys there.
So we're going to go into the future with them instead of going to the past, and you know, maybe they cleared up some of their mistakes within those 10 episodes. But yeah, just a slightly clerical error. I guess they didn't know which episode what episode they wanted versus which episode we needed. We needed one past the episode we did. Nothing big. So, but hopefully you guys got that. And I guess now we can stop this fight here.
So that's just our little quick, a little amendum. So. Talk to you guys all later, and remember just to fight on.
All right, again.
Hey, everybody, it's your boy, JJ Cash, the official voice of Fully Loaded Wrestling, and you're listening to the awesome What's On Fight on the Trending Topics Network.
Here we go.
To the Super Bowl,
here we go.
Cheer the Steelers, black and the gold.
Here we go.
This town of Pittsburgh's heart and soul.
Here we go.
The Steeler Nation has the best fans. We are from Pittsburgh, the six-time Super Bowl champ.
Here we go.
Coach Tomlin is ready to win.
Here we go.
With Brian Miller, Brian and Ben.
Here we go.
We'll go to Bell when we need a touchdown. And if you get in his way, he's gonna knock you around.
Here we go.
The offense is ready to score.
Here we go.
And
there's one thing we know for sure. If we don't get it in the end zone, we'll get 3 points off of Sweezum's toe. Here we go. Steelers. Here we go. Pittsburgh's gone to the Super Bowl. Here we go. We got Hayward and Harrison. Here we go. Polamalu, Gay and Timmons. Here we go. The other team won't get any ground because the defense is going to bring the steel curtain down. Here we go. Pittsburgh's gone to the Super Bowl.